We know. Welcome to Thumbach. Be here for Shabbos. Okay. So I wanted to talk a little bit. Finish off that packet from yesterday. What's this idea of the 12 months? The 12 months is based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. That Yayin, if you have barrels of treif wine, so after 12 months, it's mutter. After 12 months, it's mutter. So what's the idea? Because normally we say that so you have a tam iser, so it's also forever. After a day, it's no sin tam lefgam, but you still can't use it without being machshir, because that's a gzera. So the Chacham Tzvi says that it's not mustaver to say that the tam pogum is there forever. So he thinks after 12 months it's mutter. The tam is gone. And you see from this Gemara, the source is this Gemara. Now you could say, if someone wanted to say, this Gemara is only a din by Yayin Nesach.
And according to
right? So you could say this Gemara is only by Yayin Nesach, which it is. But who says you have a right to? So Chacham Tzvi says he thinks that the Yisod applies to all Yisurim. That after 12 months the tam is gone. It's not even tam pogum anymore. Elowat, there still should be a gzera that you can't use it after 12 months without kashering, because you might come to use it before the 12 months, just like Eidah ben Yomo atu ben Yomo. But really, technically speaking, b'ikar, after 12 months, there shouldn't even be the gzera anymore. But of Eidah ben Yomo atu ben Yomo, but he thinks that just like we make gzera Eidah ben Yomo atu ben Yomo, we make gzera what? After 12 months, because you might come to use it before 12 months. So he says like this. So do we make... But here you see, well, we didn't make the gzera by Yayin Nesach. So what's the idea? So he says, you see, we only make the gzera when there's going to be a slippery slope. So what does that mean? So that means that say I have tray food. I have a tray pot. A tray kli. So really, after a day, it's really mutter, but I still can't use it without kashering. And if I cook it, the food will still be mutter, as we explained. But then after a year, it really should be mutter without kashering. But we're afraid that if you're going to use it without kashering after a year, you'll use it with kashering with a year. Now this is gonna, and why am I going to make that mistake? Because after a day, it's mutter anyway. The food is going to be mutter. And after a year, the food is also mutter. It's just that it's even mutter to use the kli. So it's very close. They're too similar. It's very similar. No sitam lefgam is mutter. Now it's a step even more. Not only no sitam lefgam is mutter, but even using the kli is going to be mutter. So you can make a mistake. So if you're going to come to use it without kashering after a day, after 12 months, you'll come to use it without kashering what? Even before 12 months. But if you could find me something that no sin tam lefgam is going to be usher, so then you could say like this, that no sin tam lefgam is usher after a day. But after a year, it'll be mutter, because there's no tam lefgam, and it'll be, you could even use the kli. So then it's going to be very... The distinction of the year is going to be very noticeable, so you won't make a mistake. Because not only, you see, if no sin tam lefgam is when it's mutter, so then it's mutter, and after a year, it's super mutter. Because you can even use the keli. So that's going to be too close so you'll make a mistake. But if no sin tam lefgam, if hei hitimtza, that no sin tam lefgam is what? Is usher, So after a day, so then after a year, nosa tamo gam will be mutter, and you could use it without kashering. So then you won't make a mistake, because then it's a clear demarcation between what's happening before the year and what's happening after the year. So he says, what's an example? So like the Chazan Hess said, so Yai Nesach, as Chazan Hess pointed out, is also nosa tamo gam. Why? Because the Chazan Hess pointed out, because why? It's Isurei Hanah. So you said not nosa tam lufgam is usher. So therefore, that's why it can be mutter after a year. And then chametz bePesach also, according to Ramah, the Ramah's chumrah that nosa tam lufgam is mutter is usher is going to be a kula that after a year it'll be totally mutter and what Masha'in came according to the Mechaber. You can't use it after a year because what's the big deal here? The big deal here is that, you see, if you have a kli that you can kasher, so just kasher, what do you have to rely on? So if you have a kli that you can't kasher, a kli cheres, say, that you can't kasher, so then we want to have this chacham svi up our sleeve that, we would have this chacham tzvi off our sleeve that we should be able to rely on it. That after a year, you won't have to, So that's what the old minhag was. Like Rabbi Berzin pointed out, the old minhag was that people had these china. They had the china that they had a grandparent that wasn't religious, so they used it for tray from china. It was already sitting in the basement for already 5, 6, 7, 10 years. It wasn't used. So someone uses this Chacham Tzvi, even though Chacham Tzvi Dafka said not, it doesn't apply to the Shari Surim, because you have the Gezerah, but it's as a sniff. Because Be'etzim, it really loses its top. So Mamela, that's why Rav Moshe says, by a dishwasher, he considered porcelain to be like charis. So the old, those porcelain dishwashers, so he would tell people to wait a year and then to run it three cycles or something like that. Because there's a Yerushalmi that says you can catch a kli. The Gemara says you can't catch a kli charis. It's not yotzei midof no la'olam. So the Yerushalmi in Trumas says that if you could do Hagala three times works for a kli charis. We'll see the Yerushalmi in Trumas. In fact, I discussed this with Rav Chaim Kanievsky once. This Yerushalmi and Trumas. This was in that conversation. One time I visited Rav Chaim, so one of the things we discussed was this Yerushalmi and Trumas. That you could do Hagol Gimel Pa'amim for a Kli Cheres. So that's why some posts like Rav Moshe were said, if you have a Mokum Hefzid, you don't want to throw out your china or your dishwasher or this, so wait a year and then run the three cycles, and then you'll have the svara of the year of the Chacham Tzvi, and then you have the svara of the three times of the Yerushalmi, of the Bala Itter. We'll have a separate packet about the three times when we do Hechsher Kelim, and but Lamaisa, I tell people that they don't have to wait. Like Rav David Feinstein told me, he doesn't think you have to wait the year because you have that Svara, like Rav Shechter pointed out, Rav David was saying the Svara of the Rosh, that it's not a Kalisha of Ashlimbo, so then a day is enough. And then you have other Svaras that it's Pogrom, and then you have Svaras that maybe it's glazed, things like that. It depends what it's made out of. And the Ramadi holds that Kli Cheres Bezman Hazeh, China doesn't have a din of Kli Cheres Bezman Hazeh, because he holds that it's glazed. I never understood what glazed was until I went with my kids on one of these Chol Hamoed trips to see the pottery. That's a good thing for, you go to these pottery making places. And you see, it's like a shellac. That's the shine that you see in the. But Ravadi also holds that glass is not boleh b'zman hazeh. Even though the Ramah is machmir, he says that That's the glass of the Ramo, it's not the glass that we have today, and the Metzius is that it's not Bolea. But I point, I asked Rabbi Weiss, what do you mean to say you have to be whole? So when he's saying that glazed is, doesn't need it, it doesn't mean that glazed is glass. It's similar to glass, it's not Bolea, but you don't, but as Rabbi Weiss pointed out, you wouldn't have to be Tovel China, because that's not glass. So China, the only thing you have to be Tovel is metal and glass. But this is not glass, it's glaze, not glass. But it's similar to that thing, but don't make the mistake, and therefore it has a regular din of glass. So you can get both coolers. You can get the cooler with the china that's not Bolea, and you can get the cooler that it doesn't need tefillah shkelim. And it's not a steerer, because it's not, you understand, you get both coolers, it's a good thing. You can say, there's a Gemara that says that you can be, take, Rav Abadi holds that cheres is, real cheres is like, you ever see the flower pots? You have those orange receptacles with a flower pot. So that's like cheres, because that's not that's like regular, you know, cheres. There's no glaze there. So that's what a real kli cheres is. It's a lot of people are machmir in the, you know, a glass and glaze, and they don't. But that's the metzias that Rav Abadi points out. This, I think I once discussed with Rav Avadi Yosef. I was on the same trip in 1991. I went with my father, Teretz Yisrael. So Rav Avadi Yosef was here the year before, so he said, come visit. So I came visit. That was when he was living in, he used to live in the La Rome Hotel, before he moved to Harnof. Harnof is a later thing. He lived there by the Inval, the what was known as La Rome Hotel.
They're always not explaining why a dishwasher system how to actually act on Hodola, that you know in to recycle the Hodola three times on the dishwasher itself.
Yeah.
Isn't it in a Hodola that you have to have something boiling and then...
Yeah, but you can have Eroy. If it got trace through Eroy, Eroy is pouring hot water. How did it, that's how it got trace through the pouring the water, so then maybe you could get kasher that way as well. Let's assume you need the kasher. So that's why I tell people that they don't have to wait the year. That's what Abdullah Feinstein told me. He said, you tell people they don't have to wait the full year, like his father held. So his father was holding all the chumras, that it was a din of cheres, and then you have the regular halachas, no kulas. So the mela, the only coolers he would have is to wait the year, and then that's like, you know, somewhat the Chacham Tzvi, and then you have the Kundas Yerushalmi.
So, but when he says about Yerushalmi, that you do Hagdola three times, this is once it becomes an Eilat and Yoma, right? And it was on the second day, 24 hours after it was used, if you do Hagdola three times,
right,
it's Mutter.
Right.
In other words,
if you assume it's cheres, so the cheres, so you have that, so you have the svar of the Chacham Tzvi. Chacham Tzvi would work for cheres also, because
right.
The idea of Chacham Tzvi is after a year, it's just gone. It's just technically, if you want to be a technical Chacham Tzvi, so it's not, he still is not going to be Mako, because he only said you still have this gezeira. But he used the Chacham Tzvi as a...
So you do the Hagologins at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, you dunk it three times. One, two, three, and you're done. Is that the three consecutive days? You do it at the same minute.
Yeah. Or for a dishwasher would mean three, like Rav David said, like three cycles. Now, not everyone agrees to this whole Chacham Tzvi thing. Because again, the Gemara only said it by Yain. And the Rebbe Kiv Eger on page 34 says, Gam bezeh libi nokfi ki b'tshuvas harashba kosev lo sagi yishon el b'kli Yain. Maybe this whole thing that after a year it disappears, only the Yain davka kol halach lukas. So this is the Chacham Tzvi, is the one who made this kula to extend it beyond Yain, and then he made his own rules of limitations, but, you know. So one could say the whole thing is, you know, lo dubi lo yar. You know, the whole thing is, you know, like Rabbi Kiv Eger is saying, he's not so sure that the whole thing is right. Okay. So we try to be somach on the Chacham Tzvi when people find it convenient to be somach on the Chacham Tzvi. We have a good friend, the Chacham Tzvi. So, okay. Okay, so that's this packet. Okay, now I guess we go to the next packet. Let's see. Okay. Oh boy. Okay. Okay. Well, whatever. We'll get to it. But I just wanted to repeat this because it's very much Lamaisa. So I wanted you to have a Havana in this. So Lamaisa, the bottom line is, I tell people they could, they can use the dishes, and. They can rely on either Rabbi Bari Svar of the glazing, Mitzirif, that it's a year, like when Mitzirif, Rabbi Tuchman pointed out, that it's a klisheni usually, etc. I give this Shaila about, I told you, people's grandmother's dishes. And then everyone calls, oh, on eBay they're selling some china for a cheap price, and can you get it? So. Everybody does also make a whole on that. You can get a good deal on eBay.
Can you make the Hakala
in there? No, if it's...
If they want to,
and the fact that it's a cliche. If they want to do Hakala, if they feel they want to do that too, well, it depends who we're dealing with, Some people need to do
Maisa, and so is better than just leaving it in one thing for a while.
And then you have what Rabbi Tendler holds, and I think Rabbi Feinstein holds, that you can put it says that you could kachashik licheres by putting it back into the kivshon. So the question is, could you put it back into a self-cleaning? But you see, normally you can kashuk. There was an idea. The Gemara says that kli cheres is yeinu yotzei midofno la'olam. It can't be poilet. So then why can't you do liban? Liban is sorep im komo. It's not poilet. So you should be able to do a liban to any kli cheres. So the Gemara says you're right, but there's a gzeira dilma poki. That we're afraid you're not going to do a proper leaven, because if you're going to try to do a leaven to a kli cheres, it's going to split into 100 pieces. So then you're not going to do a good job, probably, if you want it to work for you. So then we made a gzera. But once you put it into the kipshon, so you're away. So Rabbi Tendler, I remember years ago, he was, when Rabbi Tendler used to do the Kuakir Halacha Shir and Smicha and Heksha Kalim, so he said this thing. So Rav Gutman said to Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman thought that he didn't think that self-cleaning oven is the same as a kivshon, because kivshon is, he thought that kivshon means where your mamash could have made the kli. But okay, but naniach that it's true, that it is, so then the question is whether, how much does it work? So Rabbi Lindenblatt says he's tried it, and how many times did it work?
It works for a set,
but
like
a whole set.
Yeah.
Okay, it works for a set.
It depends on you.
So
you get lucky, you don't get lucky.
Right. So he said the good, he worked for good, but not everyone. But I don't tell people to do that. But that's another svara. If you want, that's a different mahalo.
The only hat that you have to do the 300 olos on Kli Keres is with the assumption that it's glazed, right? I mean, you cannot do
Hagolah
with
Eris
normally.
No. If it's glazed, you don't need to do anything. If you hold for the Svar of glaze, you don't need to do anything.
Okay.
The idea that you do it the three times is you don't hold from glazed. You don't hold from this glazed thing. You hold it as a regular Dinchli Cheris. So then, the Yerushalmi says in Trumas, in certain cases,
you can do
Hagolah three times Kli Cheris. It's a question what those criteria are, that we'll get to it in a future this year.
You advise waiting any amount of time?
Well, usually when I'm a shilas, I get about these kvicharis, they already waited 10 years. So how much more, you know. It's usually the old set that, you know, the next generation became from, and the grandparents weren't so from. So they put the, it's in the basement somewhere. It's laying there for 10 years already.
Old set is an eBay purchase.
And the eBay purchase probably is also, you know, I mean, way today. I mean,
the fact that you quoted Rav Abadi, not the Rabbi's Rav Abadi, the Abadi from Blackwood,
yeah,
we don't need to wait at all.
He was the one who permitted to use a dishwasher for milchus and fleishiks at the same time, everything together.
So when did the traditions actually be reliant on that opinion?
I only tell people to rely on that if it's like a Baal Tshuva situation where the parents aren't going to listen. And so, I mean, in the Sephardic community, I don't know, I can't say what they're doing today, but I know, I told you, this fellow was in the shir with Shechter's IBC shir that I used to be involved with, said, in our community, that's what we do with Hakhila. In you know, the Syrian community, it's a real kihila, you know, Flatbush. You know, they have their rules. No geirim, they don't accept. That's a takana of the kahila. They don't accept geirim. And it's a smart thing, because they knew, some pointed out, that if they accept geirim, so half the community would be marrying non-Jewish girls and convert them, and then half all the girls won't get shidduchim. So the rabbanim knew. They understood their community. So they made this takana. Whoever. Even though supposedly someone told me Rabbi Avad Yosef told them they should stop it already, but well, Anayom is there. They know their community. So that, you know your community, you know what you need to do to keep things. The Syrian community in Ocean Parkway.
The reason why I ask is that sometimes Rabbi Avad Yosef talks the same way.
You mean to put it to. I discussed it with Rabbi. That was one of the discussions I had with Rabbi Harari, with Rabbi Avadia. We talked. Did he say maybe? I don't know if he would tell you to do it l'kachila.
Maybe.
And lemaisa, I'll tell you what else I rely on it for. And this I myself rely on this. And that is, every once in a while, you know, I'm taking out the dishes from the dishwasher, and sure enough, we have a milchik fork or knife. Just this Mosai Shabbos that I found. So then I won't require the kasher.
I'm just thinking. Let's say you're able to. Would the rabbi say that the tefillah that if you do separate cycles of bottom of challah, that's for sure mutter?
Yeah. So that Ramosha permitted to use for separate cycles. You could use basar and then for challah. So that's, you know, that's a different kula of that part. Not
three times in between.
No three times in between. No three times. Just do it.
According to Moshe, you have to use different.
Not really. I mean, I don't know if he maybe he says that. I don't know, but really, the how long, I can't say what Moshe exactly said. I have to look it up exactly. But the kula is really that it's. Even better than not Barnak, was even different water, you know.
What is the
Lamaisa, you know, a regular yeshiva guy, a regular person telling me, I would say, you pick your, you want to use your dishwasher for milk and inflation, is that what you do? That's the standard. And if you're wealthy enough, you'll have two dishwashers, good for you. And you'll have your milk and dishwasher and your inflation dishwasher. As I said, I don't require two different garbage cans. But two different dishwashers, if you can afford it, okay,
my toe. What is had for the milk and fork that was found in because
it's a pogrom anyway, it's nifsal, it's bottle, it's...
It might have been a
banyoma.
What?
So what? But if it's pogrom, then by the lichluch and things like that. So, or if it might be bottle in the water, also there might be shishim connected to
the.
But
even if you say kalam.
Yeah, well, hopefully we don't have any real tray food in the house.
Yeah,
You don't say, well, not the Rambam, you don't say Hanan by Bli anyway.
Yeah, okay, that's something else. Okay. So that's as far as, you know, so for Bali Tshuva, who have difficulty with their parents, and Lagabe Bidiyevid, with the, unless they, they're begging me to kasher, so then it says, you know, so go kasher, you know, but if not, so that's as far as, you know. But, you know, it makes a big deal. People who buy, you know, come into new homes, new apartments, and they have a dishwasher. And believe me, it's a big difference when you have a dishwasher and you don't have a dishwasher. Okay.
Even in the Shavuot, like Moshe said, that if it's a Torah, like you have kids at home and you don't have time.
Yeah.
And he's making
them. He's making
a lot. Not waiting to be here.
Okay. So now we're up to the packet 24. I don't know if we'll be able to finish this packet. But we'll see a little bit. Okay. The Torah tells us, "Losochu kol devela lagershes rechus devela v'chol mochel erochus." Ki am kadosh shatov shem ukech lo tzvash al gedim chalevi mo. So the Gemara has a drasha on page 3. Tanya losochu kol devela gershes rechus devela kol aruya lager kruya nevela she'en ruya lager ena kruya nevela. So this is the source of that if something is not roi lachila, it is not it's mutter midoraisa. It has to be ruya lager. Ger is a human being. He's a ger toshav, but he's still a person. So the Torah says that if you have nevela, so what are you going to do with nevela? So you can give it to a ger toshav. Got by Ari Berman, the new president, he wrote his doctorate on ger toshav. It's a doctorate on ger toshav. From Moshe Halbertal. This is a mentor. This is doctor on ger toshav. So this is a ger toshav. That you can give a matana to a ger toshav. Yes, he's a Makabel, you know, Zion Mitzvahs, but I know. He can live in Eretz Yisrael. You can give him the Vela. If he's a guy, then you sell it to him. Right? You sell it to the guy. There's no discussion. But the point is, all these people are human beings. So it's only going to hold a Nevela if it's a Nevela Ruya Lager. So since we're limited in time now, I want to do something that maybe is self-contained. So let me tell you like this. But is there any Issa D'Rabbanan? Is there an Issa D'Rabbanan? So there is a Gemara in Psachim from page 14. The Gemara says like this: by chametz bePesach, mutar v'napshita lo tzrichet shecharcho kodem zmano. The Rav Zomer Rava charcho kodem zmano mutar b'hana afilu lachar zmano. Because if you took chametz before Pesach and you burnt it. So what's the story if you burn something? So normally, say you burn chametz on Pesach. So it could be, there's a whole discussion about this, that it's still asur b'hanah. Say, and you want to use it for shampoo. You take some bread on Pesach, and you have that bread, and you have some Pesach, and you burn it, and you want to use it for shampoo, so it could be that it's still asur. because Tfilas HaHanah set in. Tfilas HaHanah set in, so then it's so you're not mafkir the Tfilas HaHanah. And Tfilas HaHanah, but if before Pesach you took bread before Pesach and you burnt it, so it wasn't also Bahanoya, it was before Pesach. So now it's in the status of ashes. What is the status of ashes? So you can use it on Pesach. So this is something that's also Bahanoh. Chametz. So what you have to do is you have to burn it before Pesach. So before burning, the Yisrael didn't set in. And then you can use it on Pesach. That's what it says. Shchorcha kodos ma'an. Kamashon karon damar rava. Shchorcha kodos ma'an. Muta b'hano afil lachas ma'an. And what about achila? Did you eat it? Say you took chametz before Pesach and you burnt it. So what's the story? Mutter b'hanah, it's mutter b'achila also. So why does it say only mutter b'hanah? Why does it say even mutter b'achila? So the Rosh says on page 15, Yesh shirotim lo malav dafka hanah duva dinami achila dafer b'almuhu. Yeah, not only hanah, it's mutter b'achila because it's an offer, not. So then the Rosh says, "V'lo mistaber the afal pi the bottle dafs ha'ochel eitzel kol adam mikol makom kaven the iu ka'ochel le'osah." So the Rosh is mechadesh that if something is also bachila and then you burnt it, whatever nevela treif or whatever it is, so it's not royal achila, but you are eating it now. So your machshiv. In the poskim, this is called achshavei. Achshavei is a din derabbanan, that even though something is what? Something that's nifsal, like it's not, it's the nevela sheina ruya leger, so it's nifsal. But you're machshavit. You're machshavit. So if you're machshavit, it's still also pashas, as we'll see in the poskim, it's a nisr derabbanan pashas. The Rosh never uses the phrase achshavei, but in the poskim they call this achshavei. The Taz on page 19 speaks about in Sifkat Ches Utol Kaima Val Lachila Osar Avgav De Eino Roy Lachila Mikol Mokam Iu Achshavei Le Lachila Kein Kosev Harosh. So it's all always known as the Rosh Hashit of achshavei, even though you look for the word achshavei in the Rosh, you'll never find it. But the Taz, he coined that phrase. I mean, the phrase achshavei is used in different contexts, in Shas and Poskim and other ways, but in this context of something that's nifsal me'achila, but you what? You ate it? So you gave it chashivas? So the Rosh, so he says, it's still also, v'nir l'day d'vadeh enu chiv d'arayis v'seh. It's not a chiv d'arais. A din d'rabbanan. Based on this rush. Now, there is a Baal Hamor on page 16. That says, no, he likes the first idea of the rush. It's interesting. The Baal Hamor, he never wins. He never wins. Except for by the international date line. And that's when I like the other shita. I mean, at least the Chazon Ish felt he wins by there. How does that mean? Let's speak to Shachar from Kodav Zmano. We didn't with Afil Achil Shari. He says, no, of course it's Mudra Achil. Why didn't it say Achil? Shachar from Kodav Zmano. You burnt the chametz before the 2 days before Pesach. So it's mutter b'hanah. Why do you say mutter b'achila? Because who in his right mind will eat the charcoal? Who does a meshugin it? Yeah. So he doesn't like this. So this whole thing, but the poskim quote the Rosh. So he won in the poskim world, even though the Baal HaMor is very mustaber. Except, what page is the Pri Chadash?
He didn't burn it well enough. Meaning, if he still
wanted
to eat it, then he maybe didn't even do a proper
Yerchamish
in the first place.
He didn't do a good job, then it was probably still also Barhanov. So if you look at the Pri Chadash on page 28, it says, Mashav Rechila Otsuv Zev Svaras HaRosh. Well, Aran, it's quoted by the Baal HaMor, because it's the Mutar, Filu Bachila. Hey, Nir Iker. And he supports it. And we know Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said he never saw a krum svara in the Pri Chodesh. So
what?
A krum svara in the Pri Chodesh. So he never saw a krum svara in the Pri Chodesh. So we'll get to the Chazanish. So Lamaisa it's very nice. I would have voted to master this whole thing. Mm-hmm. But Lamaisa, the Rosh one, you know, the post can quote the Rosh. There's a famous Truma Sadeshin. What page of Truma Sadeshin? Yeah, page 17. I told you, you have to know every Truma Sadeshin.
And every
Truma Sadeshin. A lot of places.
Places
is Kamas and Irishes. Okay. The Truma Sadeshin was the Truma Sadeshin. He came before. She'ela. Tio. But you made ink from barley beer. So basically, it's chametz. So can you write with this pen on Chol Hamoed Pesach? That's a good riddle. Where does it say in the post game you could write and paste on Chol Hamoed? Mm-hmm. They tell them it's a Truma Sadeshin. Yeah. So he says that you could write because it's Niftal. It's not Roy Achila, this the Dio. But so you can write with it. But he says on the second arrow on the left side of Alma Masha, no sen hakul mis bepiv. But every once in a while, somebody licks, you know, you take your pen, put it in your mouth, something like that. Kidei lachzika va'agav zet toim min hadyo, below kavana. I don't know, maybe sometimes the dyo is drying up. You want to wet it, so you put it in your mouth. So he says you're going to end up eating some of the dyo, even though it's kavana. So he says, but it's nifsal, but still, midrabanan, it's aser. Tadyo shal gaynesach aser fil gayem lo, yeah. He did not mean efshel mid rice pocha gaygavna, but kol mokam midrabanan lo pocha. And he quotes this idea that still midrabanan it's and that's the Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Yoshu Mavushal on page 19. Yoshu Mavushal in Hilchas Pesach, Sheikha Sa'orim Mutar Lichtovo. So the Shulchan Aruch only speaks about the Mutar Lichtovo, and the Taz is the one who. The Shulchan Aruch didn't quote discuss the other part of the what if you got to make sure you don't lick it. But they didn't make an issue not to use it, dealing with it, you come to lick it, because even licking it is only a Rabban. So you could use it.
Why isn't it on the going careless?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. But there's still a Dindar Rabbanon of Akshavet. Now,
I was saying the reason why it's mukhtar is because if you do it, you're not mashal l'achila, you're just you're doing it because you're on a moistening, you know?
Yeah, why is it actually? Yeah.
Is that the reason why it's mukhtar or not?
You're not
mashal. No, I mean, why? But he said.
Is the way that we're not kosher is going to happen, or even if it happens, it's not mashal. So, you're not.
Yeah, in other words, here, the Shulma Sadesha says, V'agav zeh tov min adyom lo kavan lo moshevinim bahamidi. I think you're right, Rabbi Tachman. Yeah, Rabbi Tachman is saying that, the Shulma Sadesha is saying that you're not machshev et l'achila. In other words, it could be the reason why the Din Rabbanan doesn't apply over here, like Rabbi Tachman was saying, the Truma Sedeshin, is because you're not. In other words, something that's nifsal, but you still want to eat it, so then you want to eat it. So then you're showing that you're treating it like ochel. You're treating it like ochel, but if it's something that you're not. In other words, you're not eating it, that you want to treat it like ochel. You're just sucking it because it's dried out or something like that, so then the Din Ashrei won't apply. That's how Rabbi Tachman is. I think he's right. It's not, you know, in other words, actually means you're treating it, using it as a food.
By definition, kosher.
Kosher
as food. Mm-hmm. You're considering it a kosher as food.
No, but what you're saying over here, you're not.
Right. But
that's what Rabbi Tachman is saying. Okay. Yeah, so the big shaila in the post-given, and this is the question that everyone asks, what about all these medicines? All the medicines and capsules and during the year and for Pesach. Is there a din of akshavei by refuah? That's the big cry. So most poskim say there's no din of akshavei by refuah, because refuah you're not when you take refuah, that's not you're eating it as a tars food, you're eating it as a refuah. So the shagasari was machmir on page 21, and this shagasari is considered the minority shita. Page 21, he says on the left, "Mustabli the ochel mashkin sheinu ruim afilu refuah aser." That if you eat ochel and mashkin that are not roy lachila, but you eat it with refuah, because it's still aser, came into ochel and akshavinu. That's the Shagis argument. However, others argue. Our Moshe has a tshuva here on page 23 to Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt, formerly of Memphis, Tennessee. This is not the same person as Rav Nota Greenblatt. People confuse. He's the nephew of Rav Nota Greenblatt. Rav Nota Greenblatt is still alive, Hashem, but Rav Ephraim Greenblatt passed away a couple of years ago. Those are from St. Louis. The Rav of the Agud of St. Louis is his son, right, Rav Nota Greenblatt. So he says. So he writes to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. On page 23, he says, in other words, he asked Rav Moshe Shaila that he needs to take some medicine on Pesach and, you know, refuah. So he says, Achshavei lo shayach v'dom shalom kech l'refuah. So Rav Moshe writes that Achshavei is not shayach for refuah. So that means, the Pashup Shada means that if you have a capsule that has something trace in it, and it's not really a food, edible as food, then you don't need a heksher. It's mutter for Pesach and for the rest of the year.
That
include gelatin? Even gel caps. Yeah. A lot of the capsules are made out of gel, so it's mutter because it's nifsal me'achila. And the only thing is still this can be this is the rabban and the vachshavei. But that's only if what? If you machshiv it for ochel purpose. So just like Rabbi Tachman put out, the Truma Sedeshin says that when you're you're sucking the pen, not for the purpose of achilu, that's not called achshavei. So when you're having, so the Moshe says, when you're having it for food also, it's not called achshavei. Oh, so what about vitamins? Well, this is the question about vitamins. Because vitamins, there's a svara to say that a vitamin is a food supplement, that I'm not getting enough vitamin C in my regular diet, so I'm taking vitamins to be matzav. So there, you could say that maybe you use it, that is achshavei. Oh, so this is so. They have this thing in Brooklyn, you know, usually on Chol Moed. They have rabbanim of big rabbanim who have these Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch sessions. Meaning, they ask the rabbanim, "Shai was an old Dal Chalkei Shulchan Aruch," and they answer. So Ravelsky Zatzal, he used to do it in Flatbush, and Rabbi Cheskel Roth, he does it other places, you know. So I used to go. It's fun, you know. It's very fun to. It's not the way to learn halacha, but it's fun to listen to hear. You know, so Ravelsky said, he said from Rav Moshe that there's a chiluk between vitamins and medicine. And medicine is not a food supplement. So Mamela, there's no din of achshavei because you're not machshavei achila. But vitamins is a food supplement. It's because you're lacking that particular vitamin in your diet. So therefore he said that you should get a hechsher on vitamins and medicine, mikra din is more kal. That's what Rav Belsky said. From Rav Moshe. So Rav David Feinstein said to me, he said he doesn't see such a. I didn't ask him as a Torah Shaila, so I don't want to quote a psak here from him because I've asked him sees a Torah Shaila. This is without a Torah Shaila. I asked him, is there a chiluk between vitamins and medicine? And he told me he doesn't see the chiluk. Rav David Feinstein, that I heard from. Rav Abadi, who I've asked for Torah Shaila, was not into this chiluk as well, and he told me Lamaisa. That you could be mako for vitamins. You know, women call up all the time prenatal vitamins and this. They need a hefshed. So he holds vitamin mikra din that that's included in this category of that it's not mice. That it's not considered food. Kuli. So he thought it was mutter. Rabbi Blumenkrantz, so he wrote the famous Rabbi Blumenkrantz book that still is, very popular. So he is telling you on every medicine, what, Rabbi Tuchman said it could be that he's saying just so you should know which has come and so is not even necessarily. Haskening, right? Who said that to you? The son said that to you. Okay, maybe. I wouldn't be surprised if he's. I heard Rabbi Blumenkrantz, who once speak publicly in Flatbush, bemoaning the fact that people are using styrofoam cups. Because they're coated and there could be something not kosher on them. He was giving mussar that people being makel to use the styrofoam cups. So if he's machmer in that, I could think that he would be machmer in this also. Especially chumra. Some years on a body when it comes to Pesach for the vitamins more machmer. Some years more makel. But mikra then he thinks it's I think he thinks it's all mutter the vitamins and the medicine. So that's what I tell people. Styrofoam cups, I'm not so machmir on the styrofoam cups.
Paper cups
also. Not
according to what we're saying about Ashley, how could someone be
machmir
on that?
Well, for Pesach, people are machmir for everything, People have all these chumras for Pesach, People have this thing that they don't, eat by other people's homes on Pesach. My sheet is that if I'll eat in your home the rest of the year, I'll eat in your home on Pesach. If I don't want to trust somebody for the kashrus the rest of the year, I won't trust them on Pesach either. But if I trust them for their meat the rest of the year, then I'll eat in the house on Pesach. So you want to invite me to your house on Pesach, that's all, I'll come. Yeah.
If you hold that, if vitamins are looked at lacoma as a food supplement, and where it's actually, is there some form of talia with vitamin fiber 4 on Shabbos is considered a macrobrium?
Yeah, okay, yeah. So Rabbi Tuchman once was asking me this, right? Are they connected? Okay, but I'm not going to get into Hilchos Refuah B'Shabbos in this year now. That's a separate limud. Okay, one last thing, because the Chazon Ish. It's not a well-known Chazon Ish. But this I think I found myself. I don't remember. On page 29, he says he has five shilas that he wants to deal with. Look, Gabriel, on page 29. Yesh lanu vayr, echa, yisra achil shenitzlu l'odam, himasur midrabban. Right, what's the din? Do we hold from the rush, the famous rush, or not? Din al, mavur b'par, pre-chadash, the mutter. See? We're going to talk about it. Chazon Ish, machtavet, with the whole thing. He holds like the Balamor again, right? We're going to be talking about that. He's a Balamor man. I like Balamor. I tell you, but when it comes to international dateline, it's a different story. So that's what he says. He doesn't hold from the whole thing. But then, number two, im nisrifu ma'ol ochel ofram. Then what about number hey? Chavit shenifso lakela kodem pesach. So did hey mavur b'taz? So he's saying that the taz that we saw, the machshavei trumas hadeshen, that's only by chametz. No, he's mechadish that gel caps is not a shayla of chametz. That's a shayla of treifus, the velus. So there's no dinachshavei. So you don't have to come on to this thing of refuah is different. Just he holds like the balamor. But most people put this shayla as one shayla. You say actually you don't. He's mechalik that by shari surim you don't say, but by chametz b'pesach is different. Why? The efshar the chametz einu tzarich siba rishona asarto. Hilka hash the ochlo havik ochlo chametz kevin tzichor einu mono milochlo. Aval nevei lo kevin shenisuch hapocha isura v'chi achshavei havik ha'afrat shenefach lebosar. V'im bosar zaton shchita. We'll see about that. Rainbow Nevela. So he says like this, that when you're akshavet, ki'ili make a tchias ha-mesim on the food. The food was nifsal, now you're akshavet. So by chametz, so it was akshavet, it was nifsal, now it's akshavet, so now it's chametz. But when it comes to what? Nevela. So it was nifsal, now it's no longer nevela. So now you can't make new nevela. Because the veil has to come from an animal that was Hashem created. So this is like Bosa Hayorid Min HaShemayim, as he calls Gemara. So this is you can make a new veil, but that's not a veil. The veil means that it was a live animal that died. You reconstituted it. So the Pashup shot is that no, Midrabanan, they Keilu. But he's saying no, it has to work with the Gedorah. So, if you wanted to make this in the veil midrabanan, then it had to have been from a live animal. But it's not from a live animal. It was already nifsal. So now you're reconstituting it, but that's not called the veil because now its second tchias hamesim is not coming from a live animal. So he says by the veilas and treifas, there's no din, and there's only. But by chametz doesn't have to come from something. If a mice says chametz, it's chametz. I don't know. It's a very big chiddush. She's saying this chiluk, but
you see, he's not in the zone of the rabbanon, right?
only on the Drabbana level. So the Maisa, when it comes to non-kosher pills, he has no problem. Because there's no Din Achshaveh. He says, we don't possibly like the Din. I mean, the Maisa, the Rosh only said it in the context of... and the Taz is also with them. It's the Velt extends it. But he's saying, no, don't extend it. Even the Achronim that talk about it, I mean the early Achronim, talk about it only in the context of Pesach. Pesach, you could have Achshaveh, but other things not. There's other things. But this is an interesting Kazanish. Okay, Rabosai, we have not yet finished this packet, but we did, I wanted to do this Achshaveh Sugi, but as I felt in the half an hour left that I had at 10 o'clock, I could do this. So Bez Hashem on Monday, Bez Hashem, we'll continue with this packet, we'll do the first part of the packet. Okay.